Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby's first 3.5 years in office have been marked by contradictions. Mosby successfully prosecuted a number of violent criminals, but came under criticism as her cases against 6 city police officers charged in relation to the death of Freddie Gray fell apart. Mosby is now running for re-election, and she says she wouldn't do anything differently. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports.
In her first months in office, Marilyn Mosby put away a reputed gang hitman, a member of the Black Gorilla family, and a serial sex offender. But then came the Freddie Gray case.
Would I do it all over again? I absolutely would. Justice is always worth the price paid for its pursuit.
She says that the national exposure helped bring about the U.S. Justice Department's investigation into the Baltimore City Police Department and the federal consent decree to reform the department's policies and practices.
I'm sure she would have done it all over again because it did, in a way, pay off for her.
That's Matthew Krenzen, a Johns Hopkins political science professor and author of Baltimore, A Political History. He says the national attention came at a time when prosecutors elsewhere in the country were absolving police officers in the deaths of unarmed Black men.
She was one of the first to actually take an active role in prosecuting police officers that she alleged to be responsible for the death of an unarmed man.
But it also soured her relationship with the city's police union, an organization that backed her first run against then-state's attorney Greg Bernstein in 2014.
We, of course, were going to support her 100%. Until things change.
That's Gene Ryan, president of the local Fraternal Order of Police. He says things changed with the charges of the 6 officers in the Gray case.
They were maliciously and wrongfully charged because when it was litigated, they were all found innocent. So she obviously didn't have the evidence to prove her case.
After one trial ended in a hung jury and 2 others in acquittals, Mosby dropped all remaining charges. Ryan says the case broke the relationship between Mosby's office and police.
And I know we have to rebuild that trust, but she's crippled police work in Baltimore City as we know it.
Mosby points out that she grew up in a blue family, the daughter and granddaughter of Boston police officers. She graduated from Boston College Law School and came to Baltimore to work as an assistant state's attorney, first for Pat Jessamy and then Greg Bernstein, before she left in 2012 to become an insurance company lawyer. She was back 2 years later to unseat Bernstein. She scored some victories early on before the Freddie Gray case. And more recently, the Federal Gun Trace Task Force trial exposed systemic corruption in the police department and compromised thousands of cases. Mosby came under fire for using officers convicted of federal crimes as witnesses in previous trials and for not realizing the extent of the corruption. She scoffs at that criticism.
So to say that my office somehow dropped the ball and should have known is absurd.
While trying to clean up the cases compromised by the GTTF revelations, Mosby has also called for criminal justice reform, repeatedly visiting state lawmakers in Annapolis. Her biggest win was the Repeat Sexual Predator Prevention Act. The act requires courts to bring up a defendant's past sexual assault history when standing trial.
Time's up on serial sexual predators, and I'm just so grateful it passed during Sexual Assault Awareness Month. I mean, how significant is that in the year of the woman and the Me Too movement?
Kurt Schmoke, president of the University of Baltimore and former state's attorney, says good news about Mosby outweighs the bad.
I think the decisions that she's made have been in the best interest of the community, and while some would argue about some of the charging decisions that she's made, I think overall she's done a good job.
At Mosby's swearing-in, Schmoke read the words of former Attorney General Robert Jackson, who served under President Franklin Roosevelt. The prosecutor at his best is one of the most beneficent forces in our society, but when acting out of malice or other base motives, he is one of the worst.
That's an incredibly powerful job, and you should use great care and discretion in exercising that power.
While challengers in her last race and this race, former prosecutor Ivan Bates and Tharu Vinaraja, have continually questioned her discretion and experience, Mosby disregards it.
You know, I just chalk it up as just another misogynistic, chauvinist sort of way to say or to challenge the only person in the race with experience.
But Krenzen, the political science professor, says Mosby's ability to reach out to African-American women may give her an electoral edge.
The biggest single group in the electorate is African-American women. African-American women over the past several elections have elected African-American women.
That could be Mosby's ticket to win the June primary, as well as the election, because there are no Republicans in the race. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.